Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. Thrilled to be with you here this morning on this beautiful Friday morning. Thank you all for joining me today. This is our 15-minute weekly motivational call. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat today. Is a great day. Today is a great day. And I've got several ideas that I want to share with you here this morning to get your day off to a great start. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about is creating a short prospecting video. And what I mean by that is I recently put together a 2-minute and 2-second video where I'm telling the story of what I want to convey in my prospecting offer. So instead of calling up and doing a telemarketing presentation, it's an email or it's a text or it's a direct message over social media, and it conveys what I want to convey. And then it says, and hey, by the way, here's a short 2-minute video that explains it. And so I recently created one of these short videos, and I want you to think about incorporating in a piece of content into your prospecting. And if you want to see my short video, you can contact me however you contact me, text me, email me, direct message on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, and ask me for the 2-minute and 2-second prospecting video. And you can see how I'm doing it. And then as you watch that 2-minute and 2-second video, go, okay, how could I do something similar? Because you're probably not a sales trainer like me, but how could I use this in my prospecting? The next idea I want to talk to you about is upgrading your visuals. So if you, well, it depends on what you do, but in my business, I have an international training company, and most of the people that I do business with, they don't meet me in person. And even if they do meet me in person, they also likely are connected to me online, whether it's my website, my LinkedIn, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my Facebook. So whether you're an in-person business or you do all virtual or a lot of virtual like I do, people are likely having a virtual experience with you. So if you think about like going to a networking event in person, right? You're probably gonna, make sure your hair looks nice and you're gonna put on, a whatever the appropriate clothing would be, and you're going to present yourself to, the best of your ability. Well, we have the same thing online. And so if you go to my LinkedIn, if you type in Eric Offerman on LinkedIn, you'll see my new LinkedIn cover photo that my new assistant, his name is Ken, and he's good with visuals. And so he helped me put that together. And what you're going to see is a continued improvement of my visuals. Now, for today, this is the first time that I'm doing this live stream with my new lighting. I've got a studio set up in my home now, and I haven't like perfected it, but there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes with me right now to upgrade my visuals, right? Now, as I'm sharing that with you, this isn't about me. Right? Who cares what I'm doing? But if you can think about for yourself, here's the question. Is there room for you to improve how you appear visually online? And if there is, then say, okay, what can I do in the next 7 days to get a little bit better? What can I do over the next month? What can I do over the next year? Just get a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. So like with my Zoom right now, and I'm still in the live stream, I'm still working out all the details, but I've got my microphone right now. I've got my lighting. I'm using green screen. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing to upgrade the quality of the video that's being produced. Okay, your next idea, I want to talk to you about your story. And I want to tell you about somebody who's very important to me in my life. Her name is Terry Lee Harrison. And Terry Lee right now is really powerfully sharing her company. And she's taking bold steps forward to get her message out to the world. And a core part of her message is your story. So, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, one of your greatest tools for influence is your story. So, my story is I was a bottom producer in sales. I was on quota probation because I'd missed sales, the quota, 2 months in a row. So the whole first year of bottom producer, then I'm on quota probation and I'm about to get fired. And I'm introduced to Dr. Donald Moyne's sales ideas. I hit quota, which was 10,000 in gross sales. I made quota by one sale by doing 10,500. The next month, this is back in the 90s when I got started in sales. The next month, I did 51,000. I went from worst to first in 60 days, and I've never looked back. I've gone on to do millions and millions of dollars in sales. And what I learned from that experience is that selling is a learned skill. Now, I've been telling that story for 25 years. And I'm going to tell that story for the next 40 years. So, what is your story? And if you're a real estate agent, then you'd want the story to be about real estate and why you're in real estate. If you sell solar for a solar company, your story is about you selling solar for that company. If you're in financial services, your story is about of all the things you could be doing in the world, why do you do financial services? So there's a power in your story. And if you want to learn more about storytelling, that's what Terry Lee's company does. And you can look her up online and learn from her because she's going to be helping a lot of people powerfully move forward with their storytelling. Okay, next idea. I want to talk to you about being a thought leader. So this is a different type of selling. So let's take the solar salesperson. The solar salesperson can look for a lead, go knock on a door. They don't have solar on the roof, and he or she can try to sell them solar. Okay, that's very common. Find a lead. You're selling cars. Find somebody that maybe will want to buy a car, and you give your sales presentation. They buy the car. Okay, that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is how I sell. And a lot of how I sell is as a thought leader. So I don't usually look for coaching clients. I look for people interested in sales tips. I look for people who want to make more sales. And then I give them the sales tips. And then as a part of that process, they get introduced to coaching. So today, I'm going to be doing a Zoom in about an hour on closing. And I'm going to be sharing some of my all-time best closing ideas that I've learned over the last 30 years. So, if you would like to learn from me about closing, you can send me an email or a social media message or a text and say, hey, closing class, just those two words, closing class. And if you can't make it live today in about an hour, I'll send you the replay. So, what I do to attract people to me is I give great content. And that's why I write books. And right now I'm being a thought leader, right? Doing this 15-minute motivational call. So I want you to be thinking about you being a thought leader. It's a pivot for some of you, right? The real estate agent, there's a gentleman named Levi. If you go on YouTube and you type in Levi, Dallas, Texas, you'll come across his YouTube channel. And he's a top producing real estate agent in Dallas, Texas. But he positioned himself as a thought leader. He has the premier YouTube channel for real estate in Dallas, Texas. And he's not like the most experienced realtor, but he does have the top YouTube channel. So he's a thought leader. It's a different way of thinking. That could be a $1 million idea for you. And then my last idea I want to talk to you about is being a content creator. Right now, I'm creating content and you're here. Okay. So people are looking for content all day, every day, all day. Like you're looking for movies to watch. You're looking for a ball game to watch. You're looking for music to listen to. You're looking for YouTube videos to watch. You're looking for personal development content or business content, like what I'm doing right now. So human beings are looking for content. They do it primarily on their smartphone, although you could be watching on a tablet right now or your computer. But content's exploded because of the smartphone. So what does that tell you? Be one of the people creating content. So yesterday I launched a new video blog. And it's kind of like what I'm doing today, except it's not live and it's on video, and we're going to put it all over the internet in different ways. And so who the audience is for this video blog are the people that really love my stuff, right? It's not the people that are lukewarm on my content. It's the people that like, Eric, I love your stuff. Because if you love my stuff, then you're going to be interested in my video blog. And in my video blog, I share some things that are not necessarily all business. So like in my blog I did yesterday, my dog appeared in my blog with me, right? And most people wouldn't care about my dog, but somebody who loves my content might care about details like that. Or I talk a little bit about my wife in the video blog, right? So somebody who I love his content is Jay Abraham. And I'd be interested in personal details about Jay because I love Jay and I love his content. So every week I'm releasing my video blog. And if you would like to see, I did it yesterday. It's 13 minutes of content. And I did a great, great concept on resistance. It's a golden nugget. It could create a breakthrough for you. So if you would like a copy of my video blog, just reach out to me. Facebook message, LinkedIn, YouTube, text me, email me. My email's eric@ericlawfirm.com. First name at fullname.com. eric@ericlawfirm.com. Just say, hey, send me the blog, the video blog, and I'll send it to you. So whether you want my blog or not, people are looking for content. So they might as well be looking for your content. And what that's going to do is it's going to further your relationship. If you're a content creator, listen to this. It furthers the relationship between you and them without you having to be there one-on-one. So my video blog yesterday is about 13 minutes. So let's say you watch it. That furthers your relationship with me by 13 minutes. But I wasn't there. The content furthered the relationship. So if 100 people watch my video blog, that furthers the relationship with 100 people. If 1,000 people watch it, it furthers the relationship with 1,000 people. So what I'm going to do moving forward, I have a large global following. I'm going to go 6x it, 10x it, 50x it. And the way I'm going to do it is by leveraging content, improving my online visuals. This is how people primarily have an experience with me, just like how you're experiencing me right now, is through, it's a virtual experience. The virtual experience for me is far more important than the in-person experience because you and I are probably never going to meet in person. And even if we do, you'll still probably have more experiences with me virtually. So we covered a lot of, there's a lot of content that I covered in a short amount of time. And this might be one to go back and watch or listen to this content. I always say consume content with repetition. And you can't do that with every piece of content, but a piece of content that really resonates. Like if there were some ideas that are like, oh, wow, that's a good idea. Oh, I like that one. Go back and watch or listen to this piece of content 7x. It's only 15 minutes. Put the ideas into the subconscious mind. Where do you find the content? This particular piece of content, there's a variety of places, but one place is that weekly motivationalcall.com. That's the website. Weeklymotivationalcall.com. And the content is on there. So that's going to wrap up our session today. It was wonderful to be with you guys today. Thank you for joining me. Let's see how many we had here on social media. Let's see here. Where is that at? All right, I'll check that in just a second. For those of you on Zoom, thank you for being here. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.